Do you have one hippo, that is the Sebastian, and it's now part of the staff.
Shaun Duffy, born in Mazvingo, one of the 8 provinces of Zimbabwe, is working at the 4-star Azambezi River Lodge for 2 years as a receptionist. He is experiencing everyday life with the animals in this hotel, located in the river about 5 kilometers out of the town and 6 kilometers from the Victorious Falls entrance gate. In this hotel, you can meet many impalas, warthogs, and hippos. Sebastian is one of them, and he is reachable.
Do you have their cell phone number? So if you seriously want to see them, I can just dial their number. Sebastian, can you please come over this side?
But hippos are not available during the day.
Normally the hippos, they stay in the river for quite a long time, because during the day, normally they only stay in the water. Only during the night, that's when they come out from the water. Because the reason being is their skin is very sensitive to sun.
The town of the Victoria Falls is facing a long heat and drought period with no rainfall. For many years, the falls have seen a significant reduction in the water level. Climate change is affecting the weather, and the people who are living in this town are suffering from it, but cannot explain it. It is in this context that the 5th Conference on Climate Change and Development, CCDA5, was organized recently by the African Climate Policy Center of UNECA in Victoria Falls.
Zimbabwe and our Zambian counterparts are grappling with power challenges which have been triggered by reduced rainfall and runoff into our major dam, Kariba.
In his opening speech, the Vice President of Zimbabwe, Mr. Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, mentioned the power challenges facing by his country and Zambia related to the lack of water in the falls. For Precious, another receptionist from Azambezi Hotel and a student in environmental urban safety management, it is important to preserve the falls for the future generation.
With Victoria Falls, we need to not to continue building houses in Victoria Falls. We need the animals to stay in Victoria Falls, not to drive them away. So we have to encourage people to stop poaching. And we also have to educate our neighbors so that they won't allow people to pass through coming to Zimbabwe to do poaching as well. Because we need the animals, they help us as we need them as they need us.
Umi Ahmed Mikidash, Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe.